Audio description notes, Calamity Jane. Prepare for a rowdy adventure and a song and dance with the showgirls and cowboys of the Golden Garter Saloon. The saloon is situated in the rough and tumble town of Deadwood, deep in the heart of the Wild West. The venue, the studio, a small venue with a versatile layout, has been transformed into the Golden Garter. The entry is via the western foyer, a long rectangular space that runs the length of the building at street level, with large windows looking out onto the harbour and the harbour bridge. There are multiple theatres in the western foyer, with the studio situated between the playhouse and drama theatre. There is a box office, cloakroom, multiple bars and amenities. There are accessible amenities at both ends of the foyer. Entry to the studio is via the mezzanine, a raised upper gallery floor with patron seating that wraps around the open main floor below. Two flights of stairs provide access to the main floor level where the stage is set and most of the seating is located. The set is immersive, with no traditional boundary between the stage and the audience. It is all part of the Golden Garter Saloon. Along one end of the main floor is the stage, a raised platform at calf height, with a step in the centre allowing the performers easy access to the floor. The stage sits in front of a rustic facade of a Wild West saloon. In the centre, rising to the venue ceiling, weathered wooden panels form the shape of a front triangular gable. In the centre of the wall below the gable, large sliding barn doors are open, revealing an ornate red curtain, pleated up in gathers at the sides. Above this doorway is a large sign with the gold letters that reads, "The Golden Garter." The centre wall and gable jut out from the rest of the facade. This provides room for the performers to also enter the stage from behind the wall to either side of the doorway. To the left and right of the barn doors are further wood-panelled walls. Segments are cut at an angle at the top at different heights, giving the impression of being haphazardly constructed. On the stage to the left of the centre is a solid bar top at chest height. Beneath the bar is an open doorway and a semicircular arched lead-like window with a shelf underneath. Bottles of all shapes and sizes line the shelf and the bar top. Further to the left is a pair of swinging saloon doors. They have a gap at the top and bottom, so only the middle section of a person is covered when they walk through. On the stage to the right of the centre is an old upright piano. It is made of wood and ornately carved, with a brown leather upholstered piano stool. Further to the right is another doorway, concealed by a long, wide piece of green fabric. The fabric sits on an angle and has gold tasseled fringe along one side. At the start of the second half, the barn doors in the centre are closed and the bar is turned around to the other side to reveal a fireplace. This sits in front of the closed doors next to a wooden coat rack that is made out of a tree trunk. The performance spills onto the Golden Garter saloon floor, a dining area in front of the stage with black bentwood cabaret-style table and chair seating. A collection of battered crates and boxes scattered around this space are utilized as platforms throughout the show. Behind this area is a wide aisle which is utilized as a thoroughfare and performance area, overlooked by a tiered seating bank at the back of the main floor. Strung up at every angle around the ceiling in the mezzanine of the Golden Garter Saloon are festooned light bulbs, like a spiderweb of lights and string. In the saloon, they create a hazy glow, flickering like candlelight. In other scenes, they twinkle in the night sky.
The cast and characters. The rugged frontier town of Deadwood is home to a ragtag rabble of Wild West types, from cowboys and gunslingers to barkeeps and showgirls. An ensemble cast of 10 people will bring this rowdy bunch to life. Most will play more than one character throughout the show. Deadwood's residents are often found loitering and mingling in the Golden Garter Saloon. They move freely between the stage and seating areas, coming and going from all directions. They weave around tables and chairs, interacting with the crowd of Deadwood blow-ins that is the audience. Once you set foot in the Golden Garter, you become part of the action. Rest assured that the Deadwood locals will treat all new guests like old friends. Some audience members may even find themselves cast as characters in the unfolding tale. Virginia Gay, she/her, plays Calamity Jane. The beating heart of Deadwood society is none other than legendary sharpshooter Calamity Jane, known affectionately as Calam. Calamity is in her late 30s, but still a child at heart. Adventures under the South Dakota sun have tanned her skin a little. Her face, neck, and arms are smeared with dirt. She does not seem at all self-conscious about her untamed appearance. Her ashy blonde hair is curly but cropped short, a rebellious mop of little curls spilling down over her forehead. With short hair, chiseled face, and tall, sturdy build, Kalam has an androgynous appearance. This is emphasized by her preference for masculine clothing. Her well-worn brown pants are tucked into brown leather lace-up riding boots. She has a brown suede vest worn open over a grimy button-up shirt that may have once been white. Her sleeves are rolled up to the elbow, her buttons half undone to reveal a dirty white singlet underneath. Her springy curls are sometimes shoved under a brown leather newsboy cap. She has a thin leather cord wrapped decoratively around her neck, another cord tied like a bracelet around her left wrist. She has a cluster of leather belts and holsters buckled around her waist, hips, and thigh, a pair of leather suspenders under her shirt. A small leather purse hangs off the side of one belt. She sometimes wears a crossbody bullet belt over her left shoulder. Kalam is one of a kind. Bursting at the seams with exuberance and bravado, she can never stay still for long. Her earnest expressions and body language betray a depth and intensity of feeling. A keen storyteller, her face lights up whenever she has an audience. Kaya Byrne, he/him, plays Lieutenant Danny Gilmartin. It is no secret that Kalam has a big crush on Danny, a handsome and polite young officer from the nearby Fort Scully. Danny is in his mid-30s. He is about the same height as Calamity, with an athletic build and olive skin. His tight dark curls fall to just above collar length and are combed back neatly behind his ears. He is clean-shaven. He wears dark grey trousers with suspenders, polished black leather boots, and a crisp white shirt worn open at the collar and with sleeves rolled up to the elbow. He sometimes wears a navy blue woolen waistcoat with brass buttons and a navy blue wide-brimmed hat. Danny carries himself with an upright posture and an open, friendly disposition. When we first enter the Golden Garter, Kaya Byrne will be playing a regular of the saloon by the name of Deadwood Dick. He is dressed like a cowboy in a pair of worn brown trousers, a faded brown leather vest, a discoloured shirt with the sleeves rolled up, and a brown wide-brimmed hat. He also has a bushy moustache. Andrew Cutcliffe, he/him, plays Wild Bill Hickok. Wild Bill Hickok is Deadwood's most notorious but respected gunslinger. Bill is about the same age as Calamity, if not a little older. He is a tall, grizzled man with a lean and strong build. His fair skin is a bit sun-kissed. His short brown hair is streaked with silver and pushed back away from his face. His short, scruffy beard is also flecked with grey. Clad in black from head to toe, Wild Bill is a striking figure. He wears black pinstripe trousers tucked into tall black riding boots with a hunting knife strapped to his right leg. A carved black leather belt sits low on his hips, more for holding bullets than for holding up his trousers. He also wears a black double-breasted waistcoat over a dark grey shirt with sleeves rolled up. There are a few small rips in his shirt around the shoulders. A black wide-brimmed hat with a grey feather in it completes his moody cowboy outfit. Bill is cool as a cucumber. He moves with a relaxed swagger around the saloon, leaning casually against walls or finding an empty seat to slouch in. Wherever Kalam is, Bill is usually close by like a shadow, watching her from some corner of the saloon. There might be the hint of a smile at the corner of his mouth if Kalam is telling one of her stories. Philip Lowe, he/him, plays Henry Miller. The owner of the Golden Garter is Henry Miller, who is called Miller by most and Millie by Calamity. He is a middle-aged gentleman with fair skin and an average build. He has short grey hair with mutton-chop sideburns and a bushy but neatly trimmed moustache. Henry's clothes are not flashy, but he does look more expensively dressed than the rough-and-ready locals in his saloon. He wears khaki brown trousers with a matching long-sleeved shirt, a brown tartan double-breasted waistcoat, and a brown bow tie. The golden chain of a watch dangles from his waistcoat pocket. He also wears brown suede shoes and a dark brown bowler hat. Victoria Falconer, she/her, plays Susan. Susan is Henry Miller's flirtatious niece. She is a young woman with a buxom figure and olive skin. She has bright red lips and rosy cheeks. Her shoulder-length blonde hair is styled in thick, bouncy ringlets and decorated with little pink flowers. Like Henry Miller, Susan's clothes are made of finer fabric than the other Deadwood women. Unlike Henry Miller, her clothes are quite flashy. Her silky purple-pink taffeta skirt is gathered up shorter at the front than at the back, revealing her stockinged legs and a pair of black high-heeled boots with laces. Her voluptuous bosom almost spills out of her top, a white lacy corset with short pink sleeves. Her arms are bare and decorated with a collection of small tattoos. Working in the saloon, she often carries a tea towel slung over one shoulder. Victoria Falconer also plays Adelaide Adams, a sultry showgirl in Chicago. When we meet her, Adelaide wears a red and black corset and black silk knickers that are only partly covered by a skirt of red lace. There is a red flower in her luscious, long brown hair. Carla Gare, she, her, plays Katie Brown. Katie is Adelaide Adams' maid. She longs to have her own chance in the spotlight, although she is very meek and shy. Katie is a slender young woman in her 20s. She has light olive skin and long brown hair piled on top of her head in a large practical bun. Unlike Calamity, Katie takes great care with her appearance and always looks well put together. Katie wears a floor-length light blue skirt and a modest white blouse with long sleeves and high lace collar, leaving no skin exposed. Like most of the other women, she has a pair of Victorian-style lace-up heeled boots. When she is travelling, she also wears a short capulet cloak of brown velvet with light blue trim. Katie is friendly, always ready with a warm smile for anyone she meets. She is admired by all the Deadwood locals. At the beginning of the show, Carla Gare plays Golden Garter barmaid Flo. She wears a billowy white blouse that leaves her shoulders bare, tucked into a large, sack-like brown skirt. A brown floral bandana tied around her head barely tames a messy bundle of brown curls. She carries a tea towel with her around the saloon, often slung over one shoulder. Ryan Gonzalez, they-them, plays Francis Fryer. Francis is a flamboyant young actor from the city who finds himself completely out of his comfort zone in Deadwood. He is in his 20s, with tan skin and very dark hair. He is clean-shaven, his short hair slicked back with pomade. He is on the shorter side, with an average build swallowed by stylish three-piece suits. His fashionable dress sense makes him stick out like a sore thumb amongst the Deadwood locals. He wears a breezy, cream-coloured suit with matching waistcoat, a crisp white shirt and black bow tie, and a cream-coloured boater hat. Francis is fueled by nervous energy. He always appears flustered and is quick to fly into a panic. When we first arrive in the saloon, Ryan Gonzalez plays a local cowboy called Johnny Rollup. He has a bushy moustache and his clothes are torn and worn. He wears brown trousers, a dark woolen vest, and a brown wide-brimmed hat. His grimy white shirt is untucked with sleeves rolled up to the elbow. A few shirt buttons are undone to reveal a very hairy chest. He has a loose studded belt around his waist. Musical director Nigel O'Brien, he, him, is the piano man. The piano man is a valued member of the Golden Garter, usually found tickling the ivories of the saloon's upright piano. He is a short, stocky man with fair skin. He is bold with a round face and short grey beard. He wears black trousers held up by wine-red suspenders, a crisp white button-up shirt with a thin black Colonel Sanders-style bow tie and wine-red sleeve garters, and a black bowler hat with a little red feather in the brim. Billy Palin, she, her, and Tyron Stig, he, him, are the understudies. Billy is the alternate for Calamity Jane. She is in her 20s or early 30s, with fair skin and long dark hair. She has a similar height and build to Virginia Gay. As well as being an understudy, Billy will also join the others in the Golden Garter as May Bell, wearing a long brown skirt, lace-up heeled boots, and a light brown off-the-shoulder blouse, her hair piled up in a messy bun. Tyron is very tall and lanky, with fair skin and short brown hair. He is a similar age to Billy. Like Billy, Tyron is also a Golden Garter regular, a cowboy called Bullseye. He has a bushy moustache and wears brown trousers, a double-breasted brown waistcoat over a white shirt with the sleeves rolled up, and a brown wide-brimmed hat. End of pre-show notes.